Blog Talk Radio.
Juneteenth, so it's something number Abraham Lincoln claimed slave free back on June 1965. This was 2 years plus after the original proclamation was given. It's a day of celebration. Today's study with Acts. The title is Message Speaking to the Power. Let me set up back up. Shortly after that, I received the Holy Spirit, the Apostle. Peter, he was a good dragon. And he's called the answer of the council meeting, he was clarity, majesty, all those, and power. They asked by what power that one name is Judas. That Peter was filled with the Spirit. You know, and he answered them quite boldly. What he did was done in Jesus. What he did. And he talked about how the person that he had crucified on the cross became the person to heal the man. Scripture 5:3, verse 11, chapter 2. Jesus was sworn by the authorities that on his but the council, Pharisees, scribes, they didn't want to speak to any going further, so they warned them in order not to speak. Now that will hear God answer whether it's right, God's sight, for this to be rather than God, you must judge. So we cannot speak about what we have seen heard. And we move later on. Verse 19, chapter 4. And we further along. We got to that at Cyrus. The apostles, they speak about God, many people were healed. Even though people didn't join, some people didn't join them, but what happened to Adam and I finally still held a very high esteem. They were respected. So all believers are bad. It's social code. Close to all the decisions we need to get inside of. And another people think particularly ill, both for mental health, or in spiritual purity. Bring out of the wind, great work, through Peter and John, and the high priest, for the blessed seven. You know, there was the high priest, yeah, that just needed to kill us, we didn't know it, the apostles did, or the pastors. So they have them left. And this such church during the war, how the God works on the dead place, the apostles put into jail, but they do the Lord's name. But then they were probably on their own. They were both the same. But they had brought something. They had brought something to stand for the type of situation. So, he thinks the sort of type of situation. The apostle Patrick. Must obey God by the that's a bold statement. Really bold statement. That's big too. The God of our ancestors and that's the second time to drop that the apostle Patrick. They must obey God rather than them. And they also share with the leaders their interpretation. Jesus being crucified. Getting back to that last I do say that they just brought upon us earlier. They brought it upon themselves. Couldn't blame anybody. And what happened to they were upset. But apparently, an example of the Lord is to draw. And he had to have the outside control. And that, you know, he talked about people who were prison up before and how they came from. Judas, then later on, Judas Galilean, and they came, you know, they came after they were killed, you know, they came, you know, everything was scattered. And a little sense, verse 38. I tell you, wait for the time to let them come. For if this plan, all this undertaking to keep it hard, it will fail. But it is of God, he will not be able to overthrow it. that gives you the easy fighting against us. I'm pretty sure the council just know that last passage. And they were sensitive by it. They were sensitive. But this time, instead of the first time they prophesied a warrant, this time they were whipped. And he ordered them not to speak Jesus' name. But instead of being defeated, you know, they left the council. They rejoiced. They considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. Every day in the temple at home, he would have to teach full strength to his life. That is an example of speaking truth out. And we need this today. Oh, yes. We need it today. You know, law is being declared right, right declared wrong. You can speak the truth about it. If you get persecuted, ostracized. Another last question to be persecuted and killed. What's happening now is nothing new. It's not all. And I took note that here's Peter. Here's a man, Petrus, before. No, I would be just Petrus. You know, he spoke before he thought. I mean, he even said to the angels, no one had the pressure. But he even denied that. He denied it now like once, had it 3 times. And yet, here's a man, totally different. Why? He's full of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit gives you the strength. Gives you the strength when your flesh fails. The Holy Spirit gives you the strength to get things that you may not even know. Actually, it's God's gift to you. So, being bold, speaking truth to power is, not even. It has been done. It's being done now. It's good. God told us that he does what he tells you to do. You know, one of the things I just prayed in the Catholic Church, maybe in the Catholic Society, I prayed in the Catholic Church, it's true. He definitely spoke that. But as a Christian, you know, we have to speak so. If God made us pray to do, people that might die for our race, our ethnicity, or gender or sexuality. This is a matter of the most important thing is my relationship to Jesus. No, this is a chapter. You know, it's the first time the apostle was born, not to speak the second time they were with. So it was getting, you know, it wasn't getting easier. You look out there, it wasn't getting easier. And when you stand for truth, when you stand for truth, stand always and stand strong, people are going to come against you. That's just part said, why? Said it's cutting to their own boat. So this is what here, I really had a thousand twice as much of their implication of Jesus being crucified. Later on, you know, or just on the side, you know, all did this too, which will be phenomenal, and what he suffered. And in these days, you have the whistleblowers, you know, rather than sweep this deeds under the rug, they chose to speak out about it. Why would they? And vilified, crucified physically. You know, their characters, reputations, destroyed. So you have that even now. By the seat, balance, by the hours of day, the whistleblowing. People who bring out wrong, speak about wrong, and want to do right, they're being vilified. Because power structure, they don't want them. And they don't want any change. Even the believer, they don't want them to change. They don't want to change. And unless God has an intervention, they won't change. This is what I love about the author of the theory. He just spoke out what he spoke to him. He didn't have the words he spoke to. Thing was, he didn't let them off. He didn't let the leaders off. But they were responsible. He just spoke to him on their head. Well, I always say, big people right, and keep back to the bottom line. But how you treat people is to come back to you. You treat people right, they can come back in a, some glorious, blessed way. You just treat people, but more down the line, it's going to come back way, you know. And this is going to be through all the protests that we've had, a lot of protests that we have, I hope it sparks a kind of change. We need, really, we really need a spiritual time. You know, this coronavirus breakout, you know, I just think that was just God saying, okay, everybody take pause. Now we see what's really important. People are speaking out. You want to know what's going on. You want to know, where do I go from here? Say, are there more things to life than just our possessions? And as we move forward, I believe that we'll have to speak out about things. You know, you may lose some friends, you may lose people once. But speaking the truth, you know, when you speak the truth about someone, actually your conscience is clear. You know, what others do with the truth, that's entirely really fucked it up. So you can tell somebody, okay, this is what, say like you have a piece, okay, you have this, this is what you have to do, or this is what you can do to get yourself better, make yourself better. Now what a person does with that information, but example, you know, you look at Peter and John's, the apostles, what to do, the accounts, and you saw their reaction to it. You know, they say, speak to somebody, and what a person does with that group is entirely up to them. The apostles were, they dispensed their duty, and they were free and clear, so to speak. That's why one of the things about my being Francis, whoever I came out to, I was open to share about me. You know, I shared about, I told them about me, why I've gotten this way, my interaction with God office. You know, I spoke through how a person takes it, that's on them, that's up to them, how they think. So, you know, I, the person I was going to live an open life, and the person I was going to be open about who I am, what I am. Hopefully I think, oh, is that God spoke to me about being a fan. I had questions about it. I was wondering if this was him. But I might think that the time going up, God did, but I was trying a long time, even though I was. I didn't feel any time to make, know what I did. One time when I was praying, and I expressed to God that I believed that I was a woman, I liked clothes and clothes. And right then God embraced me and thought it was a child. This was my experience. Okay, the leaders of the league, but people were being healed. Maybe they didn't always understand it. They couldn't deny all the things that happened or happened. Just like when I came out as trans, I didn't understand it. But it was just a part of it. But I could see the point. I remember that one of the day that I came to Christ, to say that I was in Christ. I didn't understand at all, but I was a changed person. And you could be a changed person also. But you can help. You can give your heart to Jesus. It has nothing to do with a church. It has nothing to do with any kind of church or affiliation or the background. With a personal relationship with God, with Jesus. And I encourage you to speak the truth. No duty. No duty to do all this right. Well, then I think you pray for the apostles. You know, they did what was right inside of God. they obey God in that sense. You don't obey God rather than came to the dark. That's what they did. And I pray that God knows justice right to do the same thing. And I hope this episode has helped somebody. Either I think about you, pray for you. I pray for all you in the LGBT community. You know, God loves you, God loves you with the exception. You know, however God moves in your life, embrace him. That's the truth. Speak the truth. Thanks to God for this time. This is Genevieve. The episode of Genevieve coming. I look forward to getting back the next time. Thank you. God bless you. Amen.